Ladies and gentlemen, that's Intern. Welcome to You, Me, Them, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. We're at the Wonderland Ballroom. For the listener at home, it looks like hell. I'm bathed in red light and I'm dressed like Mr. Rogers. It's fine. He's not in hell. There isn't one, but it doesn't matter. He wouldn't be there. He's the best band ever. Let's get into it. Fuck it. So this has been the worst week in a long time. I work for a news organization, so I'm glued to a computer screen all day. And it's a rough job. Usually it's a fun job. Usually I'm just putting up slideshows of side boobs. I work for Huffington Post, but not this week. This week it's been other stuff. So obviously it was a horrible tragedy on Monday, and that's horrible. And then the other day there's a horrible tragedy in Texas. And that's horrible. And then yesterday, Chicago, where I'm from, is like underwater. That sucks. And then today, more horrible stuff in Boston. So I couldn't process it because I'm not evolved enough as a human being to just like say like this happened is going to be okay. I have to go to media. I have to go to things that like made things okay as a child. So Mr. Rogers. I went to Mr. Rogers. He's got this beautiful and perfect song, Sometimes People Are Good. And that's what's going on. It's just like, sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. Those are the last two lines I'll quote from that beautiful man. But that was it, and I wrote about it, and I'm proud of the column I wrote today about that. But that's not it. And I needed more media to like understand what's going on, because I'm not evolved enough. So I went from TV to music, and I was like, well, what the fuck's going on? And I was like, this is some Old Testament shit. We're living in a Nick Cave album, ladies and gentlemen. It's a horrible... There's fucking floods in the Midwest. The thing just exploded for no reason. That was what? That's a Nick Cave song. And then the more horrible things happen in Boston, it's like, maybe it's not a Nick Cave song. Maybe it's a Johnny Cash song. And it's a fucking Johnny... We're living in a Johnny Cash song. And I've been listening to Bombs Over Baghdad by Outkast, because it's the greatest song of all time. Maybe we're in that song, but we're not even in that song, because this shit didn't even happen in Florida. What the fuck? There's a great shout-out to Florida, by the way. They're from Atlanta, but they go to Florida in that song. God, seriously, listen to that song. It might be the best song of the millennium thus far. It's so fucking... Oh, man. Serve the Servants by Nirvana used to be my favorite song. I'm over the dad stuff. Now it's all about Outkast. Holy shit, Stankonia is the best. People are like, oh, ATLians. No, man, Stankonia. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Stankonia. We did it. Yeah. But that doesn't answer fucking anything. That doesn't... It's not TV, man. It's not TV, and it's not HBO either. It's this weird other thing. It's not TV and it's not music. It's a film. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you guys know this, but a film was recently released that essentially predicted all of this stuff. No, I'm not talking about Loose Change. It's not anything weird like that. This film is America, for better or worse. In a way, better if you're not in the film. We're becoming part of the film. Ladies and gentlemen, that film is called Spring Breakers. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living Spring Breakers. For those of you that don't know, James Franco, cool bro who I'd like to hang out with. Yeah. That's just a true fact. I'd like to hang out with that guy. I don't want to have sex with anybody in that movie. I just want to hang out and just know what the fuck's going on, because you're the only soothsayers I know of. And in Spring Breakers, James Franco says a very, 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 very important line, which is... Look at my shit. I got all this shit. Look at my shit. That's what's going on right now. We're looking at all this fucking shit. We're spraying two different types of cologne on us for no reason whatsoever. We're giving blowjobs to guns for no... Well, that's a good reason, because then you ejaculate with your penis. But there's so much horrible, horrible stuff going on. And, like, Spring Breakers is 90 minutes. It's the best film of the year, hands down, if not the millennium. And it's... This is the part of the podcast I like to point out where the listener at home doesn't know, but there's like half the crowd is fucking enraptured by the most important monologue they've ever heard in their life. I'm assuming as much. They're big Jay Leno fans. And then in the back of the room, there's people just hanging out, fucking living Spring Breakers, okay? What's going on back there? That's the poison. That's the poison that's going to pollute this whole fucking country. Spring Breakers is real, motherfuckers. And that's why we have this talk show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not part of Anonymous, though they do pretty cool stuff. We're not Loose Changing it. We're Spring Breakering it up forever. For the listener at home, you guys can't see this. Our house band tonight is wearing a tiger mask. That's some fucking Spring Breaker shit. Ladies and gentlemen, Spring Break is Forever. Please put your hands together for Intern, everybody. Intern. Intern, everybody, Intern. Please put your hands together for Intern. For the listener at home, it's spelled Intern with no vowels. I think that's the right way to do it. On stage with me is a very funny stand-up comedian from Washington, D.C. in the Baltimore area. Her name is Jen Tisdale. Please put your hands together for Jen Tisdale.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
And I have one question for Jen Tisdale. Hey, ... you up?
Yes. That's my favorite text message to receive at 2 in the morning from any gentleman caller who never calls. Ladies.
Really quick question.
Yes.
Before we even begin.
Yeah.
If someone actually called you at 2 a.m., would you ever answer, or is that instantly creepy?
Yes, because normally I'm up.
There we go. There we go. No. That's good.
Because they are. So. Thank you.
So we're doing a new segment tonight. Mm-hmm. It's called Hey... You up.
You up.
What is the premise of Hey You Up?
Well, Brandon, I've had a lot of sex.
And you should be applauded for that. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the idea of love.
Stop
and
it.
Using our bodies to express it.
Well, love. Okay.
It's not out of love?
Not usually.
Oh, that's... Well, that's you're spring breakering it up.
Well, that's the theme.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
The theme. I'm going to give it a spring breakdown. I'm going to have a spring breakdown.
Oh, that's good. That's sad. That got sad really fast.
No, it's like having a regular breakdown with a beer bong. It'll be fine. Who's bad? Party time. Thank you. You've all been to Ocean City, Maryland. So what started this was, has anyone, and I hate to ask on a podcast because a show of hands if you're listening on iTunes later, ever gotten, and men included, an unsolicited dick pic? Just, I'm the only one. God. Well, I'm pretty good looking. I got one the other night. And
you got one the other night?
Yeah. Hey, I was up. And next to his erect penis, if I could say that, was a Red Bull can for perspective. Which I thought
That's so nice.
I thought it was a nice touch.
Was it regular Red Bull or Red Bull Diet?
It was sugar-free Red Bull.
That's good.
Because I like to think he and his penis are quite healthy. Because sometimes you don't know how big a hand is. How are you supposed to know? I once got one with a remote, and all I could think of was, I wonder what he's watching on TV
right
now.
Did you ever find out?
It was The Sopranos.
Oh, that's nice.
Good show.
That's nice.
And then I got a follow-up photo, and it was next to a beer bottle. So I guess we were done getting energized, and we wanted to come down a little bit.
Same night?
Same night.
Oh, that's nice.
And you know what? Actually, it was 5 in the morning. He was
oh, my God.
So I was up... getting ready for work.
Yeah, you have a day job. You have a 9-to-5, like, classic
job.
Yeah,
I have a day job, and he wanted a...
Yeah, we're not going to say names, but I really want to know the names.
I'll tell you later. He's a comic.
Thank you, off mic.
I don't know if you'll know him by name.
After the show. Yeah,
okay.
After the show. That's okay. A little treat for me for later.
It's exciting. It's dessert. So
you brought a sheet. I see that you have notes.
I put the word out. I was like, well... Since I'm getting unsolicited dick pics, it must just be something inherent about me that says, she's a sexy lady. She must know some things. And I do. So I asked people if they have any questions. And they did. Because even like in our 20s and 30s, we're shockingly unaware about casual sex.
I've been in a relationship for near on 10 years.
That's crazy. I've never been in one for 10 minutes. But I like where your head is at.
Thank you so much.
So, and even though it's awkward to put people on the spot after I'm done, if anyone has their own question, I'm happy to answer, you know. Shall I get?
Please.
I'm going to do a little standing up. I don't care about those women in the back. They're not having sex. I'm looking at white dress right there. The wedding looks like fun. Okay, number one, we're going to start off kind of heavy. Am I going to die alone? Yes. But you'll finally have a date with that chalk outline of your body, which I think is nice. Number two, could I possibly be allergic to sperm? No. It's crazy. But you could be allergic to having your jaw opened an unusually wide angle for extended periods of time. I think you should get some surgery, the kind where you'll have your jaw unhinged like a snake. I think your boyfriend will appreciate it. And being able to consume an entire cow at a party is a really fun trick. Okay? I don't think anyone's going to care about a couple screws on the side of your face, am I right? My husband has a curve in his penis. That makes sex difficult. What should I do? First of all, I don't know. You could get one of those back braces they use for scoliosis. I don't...
Could I chime in here really quick?
Sure, yeah. You have a crooked penis?
What? No, no, but there's nothing wrong with that. Number two,
there's something wrong with that.
Why would you marry that person?
Oh, that
isn't
must have,
that the better...
She must have been one of those weirdos who waited.
What's going
How
on?
How disappointing would that be? She'd be like, I just don't get it. It's like you always have a question.
Continue, I apologize.
No, it's fine. Do I use sex to feel needed? Absolutely. If you have to ask, you're doing it wrong. In fact, you're doing everything wrong. Which is how you got to this point, I think. I'm sure your parents didn't love you enough. Can you blame them? I suggest volunteering at a soup kitchen to fill that hole instead of filling that hole to fill that hole.
Is that your catchphrase?
That's my comedy album, Filling That Hole.
Do fill... Keep finish it?
No, I can't finish. That's my problem.
Oh,
hey,
there
hey.
We go.
Cut it out. Cut it out.
Hey, real hey. Quick plugs. Dave Coulier, right now. You still have time.
Yeah.
Arlington Draft House, as we speak. I understand if you leave. He's currently performing. Yeah. Totally true fact.
This is true.
True fact. Jen interviewed Jen Kirkman and asked her. It was a good interview. I highly recommend you read it. You asked her about Dave Coulier.
I did. Well, she was worried about ticket sales, and I said, don't fucking worry about it, man, because Dave Coulier is there this weekend, and they'll just, you know, slide those people right into your show. Like a penis into a... So, last one. Am I wrong to expect sex when I'm pregnant? Yes. The female body goes through an entire spectrum of disgusting changes when carrying a human being. They can be as simple as varicose veins inside of your vagina. That's true. Look that up. To growing a goatee, which is what happened to Drew Barrymore. True story.
Really?
She grew a goatee. That's disgusting. One friend of mine lost an entire eyebrow during her third month of pregnancy. Who wants to make out with that two-face? Your best bet is to try bonding through other activities, such as getting him to shave that goatee and then gluing those hairs back onto that missing eyebrow spot. Let's look at it like this. If your husband swallowed a beach ball that he would eventually give birth to, and you'd have to deal with it for 18 years, would you want to fuck him? No, you wouldn't. Thank you.
Jen says, "Now take a seat." It's very, very, very good. It's very, very good advice. Did you enjoy doing that? Do you enjoy giving out advice? I think you're very good at it.
Thanks. I do. I feel I'm a worldly woman. I've been on two cruises with my mom.
I don't want to be callous and mean, but I feel like I need to say what's actually going on in Boston right now. This isn't a joke.
Did they find him?
They found him. He's currently in a boatyard in someone's yard, in a boat trailer in someone's yard. There's lots of gunfire, and here's the most important part. NBC is using Bing for maps, and Brian Williams keeps saying Google Maps, and his producer keeps chiming in to interrupt him. No, Bing Maps. So that's where we're at as a society. Bing Google, everybody. Check it out. It's a great site.
Do you think he's going to Google Bing to figure out what it is?
Sorry to completely get us off the very funny light note. I just wanted to point out that Bing is a sponsor of this show, and they're a great search engine. Bing Google, everybody. They're oh fuck.
God, if they urged, well, too much sex. If they merged, it could just be like Bing Google, and it'd just be like wonderful.
That's a horrible way to ejaculate. Bing Google.
We'll talk about that next time.
That's a great point. Jen will be found on You, Me, Them, Everybody live on a big screen next Saturday at the Artisphere. For the listener at home, I'm holding up a beautiful, beautiful poster that the lovely Ned Drummond designed. So Jen's actually got to get out of here to go open up for Dave Coulier at the Arlington Draft House. So here, take this poster and bring it to your next gig.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very worldly and very funny Miss Jen Tisdale, everybody. Play that beats in turn. Intern, everybody, I'm really enjoying this. This is the first time we've ever had this problem. We've been doing this is episode 279, and this is the first episode where I can't see the band in the face, so I can't tell them when to stop and start. Intern, could you even use that mic in front of you?
What?
Could anybody hear? Intern is wearing a giant tiger mask. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, I'm enjoying your production.
Thank you.
Okay, great. I'm gonna bring up our next guest. Are you gonna play him on?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Our next guest is a very, very talented poet and writer, and he's a good guy. And he used to live in Baltimore, and now he doesn't live in Baltimore. He's a local now, and I wanted to be a future friend of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to fuck up your last name, Mark. I apologize. Please put your hands together for Mark Cugini, everybody. Mark, come to the stage. I'm enjoying the music. Mark, are you enjoying the music?
I really am. It's fantastic, intern. Thank you.
It really
so
is.
Much.
That's not sarcasm. I'm really enjoying this.
I didn't Instagram you yet, though, so I don't know if you exist. Like, does someone exist if you have an Instagram them?
Yes.
They do?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Vine. Do you use Vine?
No.
It's about Vine.
Oh, fuck me. So I'm on the wrong thing.
Mark, I saw on your Facebook post that you didn't, for the show, you did not want to talk about you as a writer.
You know, I don't know. Like, we could if you want to, but...
Isn't that what you do?
Kind of. Yeah, that's like probably
that's
90%
how I know
of my
you.
Life. That's true. Yeah.
What did you hope we talked about?
I don't know, like Drake.
You want to talk about drinking?
I'll talk... No, not drinking. I don't want to talk about drinking. I want to talk about Audrey Drake. We talk about Drake all day. The Canadian rapper who was once in a wheelchair on that TV show everybody used to watch back then.
Degrassi.
That one, yeah. I thought it was Wheel of Fortune, but...
You don't even know... Why are you saying Wheel of Fortune? Because it's a wheel and he's in a wheelchair?
Oh, that's fucked up.
And you thought
it
was going to land, or...
I didn't... Yeah, wow. Yeah. I didn't
now,
mean
Now, Mark,
to do
you're talking very mm-hmm. fast.
I do talk
and,
fast.
And on stage, usually when you're performing your material, you don't talk this fast.
Yeah, I try not to.
Are you okay? Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Rough week.
It's been a rough week. It's been a really rough week.
All right, so one of the... I don't know how I found out about you. Do you know how I found out about you?
I don't remember. I haven't the slightest idea of how you found out about me.
Next question.
Okay.
Let's clarify.
Wait, I want to say something about our relationship. Can I say something
Please,
about our relationship?
I'd love that.
I always feel like every time I see you out in public, you couldn't give two shits less if I'm somewhere.
Like, what do you mean?
I know, right?
No, I'm confused.
Is that how Brandon is, like, on the regular? Does anyone
know?
You're
not going to get any crowd work. Don't worry about it.
That's fine.
But what are you talking about? I'm confused.
Oh, no, because, like, I always, like, I'm like, wow, there's Brandon. He's the nicest guy. Like, I saw you at that literary deathmatch thing that you judged.
Fuck, that was like a year ago. Yeah.
That was like a year ago. And you were all like, oh, whatever.
Did I blow you off?
Yeah, it was nice.
I am so sorry.
No, it's good. It's nice. I feel like there should be, like, someone should be Hollywood. I don't think you're very Hollywood.
That's a horrible... I know you're trying to compliment me, but I sound like a fucking dick.
No, you aren't. You're not a dick. Ugh. I think you're an angel.
I don't say angel today. It's been a... I'm serious. We can't...
Sure, okay.
It's been a bad day.
Okay.
I don't want to be that guy. I want to be friends with everybody.
No, you're my best friend. I just wish we were...
That's horrible!
I just wish we were besties.
That's horrible. I'm not your best friend. You I have a fiance. She's my best friend.
Cool, but can you just start texting me at 2 in the morning?
No. I'm asleep with my lovely fiance. I have a job to wake up to. I got side boobs to put up.
That's true. Side boobs are important. If you ever want to send me a side boob photo at 2 a.m., just do that.
So I work for Huffington Post, right?
And props.
Don't. And I'm feeling, I feel bad about the side boob thing because it's inherently sexist. But the only reason why we do it, our organization is like 70% women. It's not like we don't. So what can I put up that's the male equivalent? Because no one cares about side dick. No one gives a shit.
I just heard about this thing yesterday. What was that thing called? That thing, if you're wearing a banana hammock, what was it called? Scrotage.
But do you think...
Scrotage. Women in the crowd. Women in the back. Women in the back. Women in the back. Women in the back!
It's not gonna
work.
Do
you like scrotage?
They don't like it. It's not gonna work.
They don't like it.
Well, you didn't give them time to answer, to be fair to the women in the back.
That's true. That's sexist to me.
No one likes scrotage.
No one...
Men don't like scrotage. No one likes scrotage.
Yeah, it was actually one of our gay friends that was talking about it.
Did he actually like it, or did he consider it a joke?
I think he's the kind of guy that just likes penis everywhere.
That's fine. I'm pro penis everywhere. Here's the issue.
Man.
So I was thinking, instead of side boobs, what if we just put up a thing every day where it's just like hot butts? And it was 10 butts a day, 5 dudes, 5 ladies. You don't even know whose butt it is.
Oh, and it could be a quiz?
Not a quiz. Just like, we don't even tell you whose butt it is.
Oh, that's good.
Fucking run with it. It's always Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson. That's great.
Yeah, he's in a show where he jumps in a pool now.
Yeah, oh, is he? I saw that.
We live in fucking Spring Breakers, man.
It's great. We're in Spring Breakers.
You're a poet.
I am a poet. That's one of the things I do.
I usually don't enjoy poetry.
You say that all the time.
That's how much I like you, because I really enjoy you.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Now, what drew you to doing this horrible art form?
Actually, the funny thing about it was, so I have my master's in creative writing.
Where'd you go?
I went to American University. Woo! Yeah, all right. Perhaps go Eagles.
Are you happy you went there? Was that a good creative writing program?
You're going to publish this, right?
Yeah.
Like, this published? I love that school. It's so awesome. I'm so happy I spend $45,000 a year to get on a hobby. It's great. It's really fun to do. Yeah.
How many years?
3.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right?
You could have bought, like, 2 houses in Baltimore.
It's okay, guys. I write poetry. It's fine. I'm going to make all my money back.
Oh, no.
Don't worry.
Are you in a relationship?
I am in a relationship.
Are you planning on having kids?
No. I might have been until...
To me, that's the only way poets ever make money is when they die and they get published and then their kids get the money.
Yeah, that could
totally
work.
You kind of have to have a kid at this point.
I kind of do.
Just to recoup American University expenses.
Yeah, yeah. But to answer your question about how I got into poetry, I never actually... When I got my MFA, I studied all fiction.
Yeah.
I was only a fiction writer. And then the thing about fiction, and you know, this is kind of funny that we're talking this week, because as a fiction writer, I mostly write about tragic things, just like the most awful things. Like, I feel like it's really easy as a fiction writer to have like a language and a vocabulary for like what's awful. But I'm not like a downrot kind of person. I'm kind of happy most of the time. And what drew me to poetry is like you could tell a lot of fun jokes and like people will laugh about them.
You could also get really dirty in poetry and get away with it. I've noticed that like every time I have a poet on any of my shows, they say horrible, lewd things, and everyone's like, that's deep. That's art.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
You can talk about, like, anal fissures, and people are like, I get it. That's
totally
a fucking analogy. But it's not an analogy.
It's
you
not.
Have anal fissures, and that's horrible.
Anal fissures aren't the greatest.
They're the worst.
No, they're not good. But they're good.
I take it back.
Poetry.
The worst are parody songs that use rap. Those are the worst.
Those are pretty bad.
Unless Weird Al's doing it, then it's okay.
That's true.
But
I also really hate that song about the thrift shop. What's up with that?
What thrift shop song?
I don't know. That song where it's like he's talking about going to a thrift shop.
Weird Al?
Yeah, Weird Al.
What? I'm being serious.
No, what's that guy's name? People know, right? Macklemore?
Oh, I don't know that song.
Oh, that's good.
I know
he's
it's
terrible.
Like the big number one song of the day. I'm busy.
Yo, good. You should
I'm busy
be.
Listening to the Skrillex soundtrack of Spring Breakers. Now,
And Bombs Over Baghdad.
That's
which is,
such a good
such,
song. In a way, that's poetry.
Oh, no, totally. I think that's another reason what really drew me to poetry is, like, I really like hip-hop, and I think that as a Caucasian male, it's really hard to say the things I want to in that format.
Wait, why?
I don't know. I just, like, because, like, I feel like, I don't know, I'm not going to get into this whole race thing about, like, rap, because that's not...
You just did. You
I did. I brought it there. I totally brought it there.
That's okay, though.
Now,
did you ever try to rap? Did you...
Oh, totally.
Oh, really?
Oh, of course.
Do you have a name? I mean, you have a name, but, like...
No, no, I did have a name, and it was Joey Benz. That was my. It was kind of funny because my name is
B-E-N-Z?
Not Joey. B-E-N-Z, like the Mercedes. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Because my family was from Bensonhurst in Brooklyn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Bensonhurst!
That actually.
Bensonhurst!
That gives actually kind of credit. You're from Brooklyn, Joey Benz.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, it sounds like an Entourage character.
Oh, that's probably who I was anyway.
Now, did you perform live?
I never did that. No.
Do you have any original raps?
I did, yeah. I had two albums. Yeah, I came
Seriously?
Out with two albums. I did.
So you released two albums?
I released two albums.
But you never perform live.
I never perform live.
Will you do a song?
Not tonight.
Why?
Because I don't remember any of them. I was like 15.
Oh, okay. How old are you now?
I'm 27.
Okay, so it's been 12 years.
It's been a while.
You're like Jeff Mangum. You got to wait till you're 14. You'll come back out and just wow the crowds.
I'm the Jeff Magnum of white rappers.
Mangum.
Whatever. I don't know.
Magnums are condoms. Okay.
Good.
Now, speaking of condoms,
all right.
Why is your poetry good? Why do you think I enjoy it? Do you think it's because of your creative writing background?
I don't think so. I think my poetry is quote good for the same reasons like stand up comedy is good. So I mean, I don't know a lot about stand up comedy, but one of the things I know about my own poetry is that for it to be like funny, I would like to like defy expectations in some way, shape, or form. So, like, you know, like, we live in a world where things have been done repeatedly over and over and over again. So, like, I mean, what makes someone funny? Like, they surprise you, right? Like, we were listening to Aziz Ansari's stand-up special. I don't know if you could get into him, but there are just so many moments where I'm like, oh, this is going to go somewhere where it's, like, super sexist. And then he's like, wow, this is, like, now about, like, I don't know, like Cheerios or jizz everywhere, and like now it's about deaf people or like something really silly and really funny like that. So
you just mentioned three random things.
I did. I totally did.
Are you good at scategories?
No, I'm terrible at them, actually.
Yeah, I'm not good either. Now,
I bet we'd make a bad combo.
So you're saying your poetry's good because you're doing the unexpected.
Yeah.
You're setting it up for the expected to do the opposite.
I guess like that's like the poetry technique I always try to use is I'll try to take something that's trite and make it new. And make it original.
So I understand you went to American, mm-hmm. you spent over $100,000 on a degree.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And then you threw it away to do poetry.
Yeah, kind of. No, I still write fiction, but
okay.
But like when I'm at a stand-up show, like you don't want to hear my stories about like Native Americans that got slaughtered in Staten Island in the 17th century, you know? Woo, yeah, yeah.
Are you watching this season of Project Runway? Because there's a Native American female on and she's very good.
Is I'm she rooting really? For
her. Yeah, she's very into textiles. This is not a joke.
Oh, wow.
She's really. Do you watch the show, ma'am? Oh, you should. This season's back to good.
Oh.
Because sometimes it's a hit or miss, but this season's very good because the majority of the contestants are over 40. Yeah, three of the four going to Fashion Week this year are over 40. It's never happened before. It's pretty interesting. I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
I like that show. It's just been a really long time since I watched it.
It's not bad. So,
yeah.
You're 27?
I'm 27.
You're 27,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing the poetry thing, and you mm-hmm. have this master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What's the goal? Like, why are you doing this?
Doing what, poetry?
Yeah.
Well,
I love it.
Sure.
Not lying.
Well, like, I guess, like, for me...
Are you getting out the same things you got out when you were 15 years old and releasing rap albums? Like, is it that kind of release, or is it fun?
Yeah, it is fun. I enjoy it. Like, I enjoy, like really, like, working on the same piece for, like, 4 or 5 months, which is funny. You know, like, you can't roll out of bed and shit out a good poem. I wish you could.
You can't what?
Like, roll out of bed and shit out a good poem.
Why not? Have you ever just written, like, a great poem?
No. I feel like I've written good first drafts. But I've never written really good poems. It takes a while to, like,
why does
know.
It... But that's the thing I don't get. Like, why should it take a while? It's like, how many words is it? 40?
No, it depends. Mine are typically long, usually.
Yes, but you're essentially writing a song.
Yeah, yeah,
so
kinda.
Why does it take that long?
I don't know. I guess, you freak out a lot about some of the things that I don't need to freak out about. Like,
okay.
Like, you wonder, like, when you first sit down and write something, you're like, oh, this is a really poignant image. And then, like... You come back to it and you're like, this isn't, like, this is something you've said 100 times over.
What's one of the pieces that makes you, like, proud to say, like, oh, I'm a writer or I'm a poet? Like, what's something that you wrote at least a year ago that you could still stand by?
I wrote this one poem. It's called Oh My Island. It's kind of a play. It's kind of like my ode to Staten Island. And it's also, I kind of like channel Emily Dickinson a little bit in it. I have it with me. You want me to read some poetry?
I think you should read that poem,
that.
If that's okay.
Yeah, I would love to do that. All right. Poetry. Hold that.
Would you like musical accompaniment and turn it into a rap song?
I don't think that's a good idea, Brandon.
Not a good idea. Okay, intern, you're still good. Don't fuck with him. Fuck with me later, not him, though.
Okay, yeah, so yeah. This one's called Oh My Island. My island coming into view through your telescope. My island and the island behind it, but my island, the old world's lopsided tit. My island, so bright it used to sparkle. My island and the beaches no one sees. My island, the turn of the century vacation destination. My island and all one of its lighthouses. My island and the berries that dead poet picked. My island and its poker-playing puppies. My island, the parody. My island with its sanitation ward. My island where we built two smaller islands, and those islands where which we'd set fires. My island across the shore from where the American dreams died. My island where we looked out our window and watched them fall in panoramic. My island where the smoke's still setting over those dead firemen's homes. My island and all of its truck decals that we'll never forget. My island, who will always remember. My island's low crime rate. My island's high property tax. My island, a palm top away from that glowing island. My island, someone else's stepbrother. My island, some other punchline. My island, oh my island. Oh, this motherfucking island. So yeah, I'm proud of that one.
That's a good one.
Thanks, guys.
That.
Cool, thank you. Thanks.
I like that you actually got people to quiet up during it with poetry. That was interesting. I enjoyed that.
Cool. Good. Yeah.
Now, you seem to be talking faster and your heart's racing faster. Is that fair to say?
I don't know. Probably. I'm like fucking 95 all day.
Are you really?
Yeah, I don't slow down.
That's not usually the poets in this town.
Yeah, no, they're all fucking boring as shit.
Thank you. Okay, good. That's what I wanted to get to. Now, can we talk about not poetry for a quick second?
Sure. Yeah, totally. But I just want to say that it's every poet's boring as shit, not just poets in DC.
Most anything is pretty boring. That's not boring. I really enjoyed that.
Thanks, dude.
Now, did you see that? I know. Hold on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. Fine, we'll break
it.
Break. Really quick for everybody. They got him. He's alive. He asked for a medic. The ambulance is going in now, and the cops are cheering. And my fiance needs a drink. These are all things on text.
Wow.
By the way, everybody, check out Bing Google.
Bing Google.
Bing Maps caught this guy. Give it up for Bing everybody. Bing.
Thank you, Reddit.
Speaking of USA.
Yeah, let's
did you
do it.
See that documentary about the killers on Staten Island?
Oh, Cropsey.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, but you grew up in Brooklyn. You grew up in Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Staten Island is a fascinating place
to be.
It's
a very strange place.
Would you ever live there again?
Never, if my life depended on it.
It's literally your island, according to your poem.
It is.
Why wouldn't you live there again?
I don't know. I think, like, for all the reasons I mentioned. Like, I mean, like, the ideology is, like, really strange, right? So, like, you know, like, I guess, like, it's funny, we've already been talking about feminism a bit. So, like, I consider myself a feminist now, but if I, like, told my bros that, like, in Staten Island, like, they would castrate me on the spot. Like, is
why don't you know better people?
Yeah, there's no one better in Staten Island. Like, there's,
oh, that's horrible.
It's a rough place. All my friends will be sitting around, they'll be like, oh, wow, that girl's got really huge boobs. Like, oh, yeah, her ass is so nice. Just want to fuck her now.
Wait, nothing wrong with that.
No,
as long
no, no.
as you say, I love that dick. That's a sweet dick. That's a sweet dude ass. Those are some sweet male tits. Now it's equal, 3-for-3.
I don't even think that would happen, though. I think it would be a lot. It's very homophobic. It was like, I still get called gay.
Do you stand up for that, though?
I mean, not for the homophobe thing. Well, I haven't heard the homophobe thing in a while, but, like, anytime, like, my friends are being really misogynistic talking about someone's, like, boobs, I'm always like, I'm sure she's a great conversationalist.
See, you're trying.
Yeah.
Please don't stop trying, but more importantly, you can call them, like, assholes to their face. Like, it's really easy to do.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, I'm usually doing this on a microphone in front of people, and I'm wearing a tie. Like, I'm okay. I could call people the worst things in the world to defend the right things in the world.
Sure.
So you can't do that dressed like this.
No.
For the listener at home, you're dressed very casually in a very hipster way, and there's nothing wrong with that.
What's a hipster?
You're dressing how I would dress. What's a hipster? Someone that pays $100,000 to go to grad school. That's what a hipster is. But we're all fucking hipsters in
DC. That was beautiful.
That's okay. We're in this bar right now. All of us are hipsters.
That's
nothing
true.
The term means nothing. It doesn't
nothing.
Matter. Okay, so I enjoy your stuff. What's the goal?
You asked that earlier. I think there are a lot of poets who are, like, super academic. There are a lot of writers who are a lot of super academic. That's not what I try to do. I think, for me, the reason why I write is because I really don't know how to interact with the world. Like, I hate being in bars, but, like, when like,
but you're drink like you're not you're, you drink alcohol. You're not yeah. you're not like a person that doesn't drink alcohol.
No,
I'm not trying to insult anybody. It's really hard.
Sure, sure. You're not.
So it's not like you're not in the worst environment.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, not at all. But it's just like for me, like, so for example, I was into Wendy's a couple of weeks ago, which I'm really proud of. Does anybody like Wendy's? All right, whatever. Yeah, Wendy's, right? Yeah, thanks, intern. I was into Wendy's a couple of days ago, and there was this woman in front of me, and she was pregnant, and she was super pregnant, like about to burst pregnant, and she was like, no, I wasn't talking to her. I was just standing there about to order my junior Baconator, and she was like, she just looked at me and was like, I'm so tired. And I was like, okay, cool. And then she said it like three more times. I was just like blown away by like this woman's beauty. Like I was like, this is the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen in my entire life. But I can't tell her that, so I got to write about it so other people know about it. And I guess that's my point more than anything. Is like it's the only way I know how to interact with the world. And the goal is like to just not be super academic. And like if I could find a way to grab those
don't
women.
Don't worry about it.
I know, but if I could. And like I think they'd like it. I just want to like try to reach people and connect with them in a really earnest way. I guess that's what it is more than
I
anything.
I love that you're earnest, and that's sincere.
Thanks, dude.
I do. I really enjoy you, and I enjoy your poetry. And do me a favor. After the show, and I send you the podcast link and all that stuff, send me a list of like-minded individuals like you, because I think I've been dismissing this world for so long. But you're earnest, and you drink alcohol, and you're not like, my dad did this thing, and this is why I do this thing. You seem to be doing it for the right reasons. And I'm enjoying that.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah. I also want to clarify, you are too, and that's why.
No, apparently I was a fucking dick to you at DC9.
No, it's cool. No, just text me more.
I'm not gonna do that. That has nothing to do with you.
That's fine.
I text one person.
You should.
And it's not
only,
you.
That's so. The only person you should text.
That's right.
Your best friend.
That's well, no, my best friend's Max Cole, and he lives in Chicago.
You just said your best friend was your girlfriend. Your what? Your fiance?
Fiance.
One
fiance.
Of them.
It does. Yeah, but she knows. Like she's got best friends. That's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. If you, there's nothing wrong with your wife being your best friend, but like, let's be honest. Like, I can't fucking go to a ball game with her. I'm into sport. I'm into sports. Fuck off. I know I'm at the Wonderland. All right.
Okay.
Best sports bar in Washington D.C. Wonderland Bar. Okay.
Yeah.
I need you to pick a number between 60 and 61 so I can ask you a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD, a truly awful book.
Okay, great. 61.
61. Here we go.
Here we go.
When someone you like has much stronger feelings for you than you can reciprocate, do you push them away for their own good, tell them how you feel and let them decide what to do, ignore the matter and enjoy yourself, or something else? If roles were reversed, what would you like the other person to do?
There's like 9 questions.
It's a total. It's a truly awful book.
It's a really.
That's why I said
book.
That.
That's a really hard.
So let's
book.
Go one in order. What do you do if someone you like someone or they like you and you have strong feelings, but you can't do it because you got a person?
I would totally just pretend that it never happened and just try to change the subject as often as possible.
If. Isn't that kind of denial?
Yes, absolutely. So maybe it's something else. Maybe it's denial entirely.
That's horrible.
That's what it is. It's pretty terrible.
You shouldn't do that to people. That's kind of leading them on.
Yeah, I guess. Well, but like if someone's like, hey, I really want to bang you, and you're like, isn't whipped cream incredible? Like, they probably get the point, right?
Well, no, because they like, they're probably like, that's a clever response. Want to bang? No, because they already know who you are as a person. This isn't a stranger.
I know. I don't like hurting people's feelings. I'm really bad at it.
But you're hurting their feelings by leading them on.
I know. It's so much worse. Oh, no. I thought that was someone. Yeah, okay. No. Yeah, that's so much worse.
Time for plugs. You got any plugs?
Any what?
Plugs. Things you want to promote.
Oh, plugs. Yeah, sure. We're doing a thing at U-Haul U-Street Music Hall.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know about this.
Cool.
I'm in.
Oh, you know about it?
You told me about it.
I did. Do I need to plug it?
Please
I
can still do.
Plug it.
Please do.
Yeah,
this is going to be a cool event. I highly recommend this event. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're doing this thing. It's a bunch of local DC lit journals and writers. We're launching a website called dc/lit.org because if you spell DC lit without the slash, it gets gross. Right? Right?
Clit. It says clit. D-clit.
Yeah, my mom's going to listen to this, so I'm not going to say that word. But
I know, it's not your fault.
It's not.
That's
anyway,
how the English language works. It's not.
It's true. It's true. But that's why hyphens exist. So, yeah, we're launching this website called dclit.org. We're going to celebrate it with a bunch of short readings from really fucking great poets and a DJ all night. April 29th at Ustream Musical.
That's a Monday night.
Monday night.
Yeah.
School night. Let's get it in.
I highly recommend it because not only is that a great idea, that's a great club.
It is.
That people should know about. And you're a good guy. And
you too.
And if it was really boring, you'd be at a bookstore.
Totally.
And there's nothing wrong with that. This is actually like fun and young and people going out to enjoy life.
Yeah, it'd be great. We'll be rubbing up on each other.
I really appreciate you doing this on a really weird, weird night.
Yeah, man.
Got Twitter to plug?
Oh, yeah. MarkCugini.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Mark Cugini, everybody.
Thanks, dude.
Did I pronounce your name right? Awesome, awesome. Intern, take it away. Thank you, intern. I'm really, really, really enjoying this music. Thank you. Coming to stage is who I think is the funniest person in Washington, D.C., and you're going to enjoy him. Ladies and gentlemen, ready to play him on? Put your hands together for the one, the only, Mr. Adam Friedland, everybody!
Good evening, everyone. How's it going? So it's been a fucking shitty week, right, guys? Right, America? We had the gun bill that couldn't get through the Senate. And then we had Boston. Then we had the explosion. And my cat started coming all over everything, too. We didn't cut his balls off. And I was, like, late to a meeting at work, and I grabbed my jacket, I put it on, and I was, like, sitting on the bus next to this homeless guy, and I was like, this homeless guy smells terrible. And then I got to my office, I was like, wow, that guy smells so bad that I still smell like it. And then I realized it was just cat cum all over my bed. It smelled like the inside of a cast. It was fucking gross. So, it's been a shitty week. It's kind of shitty to live in these times. When the Boston stuff happened this week, the best way to get, like, immediate news is on Twitter. So I went on Twitter, and during times of tragedy or some insane breaking news, like, everyone that I follow is tweeting about it. And so I went on when the Boston thing happened, and I read my feed, and people were saying my thoughts and prayers go out to Boston. You know, two people are dead, like, you know, all the news services that I follow. But, like, once every 10 tweets, someone would tweet something, like, didn't realize that there was a tragedy going on. So it just immediately became like, my thoughts and prayers are out there for Boston, like, pray for Boston. Like, oh my God, my fucking boyfriend is the greatest guy in the world. Like, I think that Facebook overshares and Twitter overshares are normally the worst person in the world, but, like, that just shows how fucking terrible those people are. They're the worst. This is proof you are the worst person in the world, Jen. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I can't speak ill of the dead. I can't. So let's go into the bits. Let's go into the act, guys. I wrote a poem, actually. Before I tell jokes, I want to read this poem that I wrote. So to, like, process my feelings and emotions, I've been, like, writing poetry recently. And it's, like, kind of some pretty heavy stuff. We had a poet on the show tonight. I know he's a fancy degree guy, but I'm, you know, I'm just a man off the street. But I just want to share this poem because this is really real to me. It's so real. This poem's called America the Beautiful. My bum is on the rail. Bum is on the rail. Look at me. My bum is on the rail. My bum is on a man. Bum is on a man. It's a lot of fun to put your bum on a man. My bum is on the step. Bum is on the step. Don't fall down the steps. You might hurt your bum. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. More poems? Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit higher and you'll never come around. Turn around. I don't know the rest of the lyrics of that song. It's total eclipse of the heart. I'm a gimmick. I'm a gimmick comic. So, Facebook, am I right? My dad signed up for Facebook, and he friended me. And I was going through his profile, and it said that he's interested in men. I did not know that. So, I called him up, and I was like, Dad. Like, I just want you to know that, like, this doesn't change anything. Like, you're really fucking old. You've probably been dealing with this, like, your whole life. And I just want you to know, like, you make me want to be a better man. And you're my hero. And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, no, it says on Facebook that you're interested in men. And he was like, yeah, I don't find women to be that interesting. So that's a made up story about my dad. He's a very nice guy in real life. It's not real. It's not real. But I think calling my dad gay is funny, so. All right. I don't know if you guys could tell. This is actually my least favorite line in all of stand-up comedy, but I'm about to say it. I don't know if you guys could tell, but I'm Jewish. Boo, boo. Fuck off the stage. Tax day coming up. I'm one of those kind of comics, right? I'm Jewish. Look at me. Let's go to synagogue. I fucking hate that shit. All right, I'm Jewish. And I don't know if you guys know this, but there was this thing in the 1930s and 40s called the Holocaust. It was this terrible thing where this country, Germany, decided we're going to kill all the Jews and gypsies and homosexuals and political dissidents. And it was very terrible. And undoubtedly, when the Holocaust was happening, it was very bad. But the day after the Holocaust, not so bad for Jewish people. We bought like a good 50 years of sympathy. like they gave us a country, you know, we got to go Holocaust people somewhere else. But for the Germans, the day after the Holocaust had to have been the most awkward day in the history of Germany. They must have like looked at each other like they woke up like after like getting roofied or something and just You're just like, whoa! That got a little bit carried away, right, guys? Like, we just holocausted so many people. Like, so many people. My theory is they held a big meeting in the town square. Germany's not a town. What? That's why it's a theory. That's why it's a theory. And then their provisional leader, Chancellor Volkswagen, or whatever his name was, he like gets everyone together. He's like, okay, like that got like very carried away. Like clearly, like the murder thing was like it's like not like going to last. So like what are we going to like? What are we going to do? Like. Like, we need, like, a new thing. Like, we need, like, a new... Like, what's our new thing gonna be? So, like, someone raises their hand, and he's like, listen, okay, listen. Positives only. Positives only. Okay? We killed those 11 million people with incredible efficiency and enterprising spirit. What if we, like, take that infrastructure from the murder machine that we developed and we just, like, put it into, like, luxury cars? Like, what if that's, like, our new thing? Instead of being, like, dickhead, we just make, like, really, really nice cars for everyone. And then they were like, no, that's a stupid idea. Like, that'll never work. Does anyone else have any other ideas? And then this old man on the side of the room raises his hand. And he's like, oh, I have an idea. I have an idea. So, like, clearly we have, like, very bad, like, anger issues, right? That's why we killed all those people. So how about instead, or what about like instead of murdering people, we deal with like our anger issues with like a lot, like in a very like in a kinky way, like we like you know like wear diapers and we like pay 6'4" women to step on our penises and treat us like babies, and then we like pee on each other and do like shiza on each other. We just deal with it in, like, a kinky way. And then they were like, no, like, everyone thinks we're creeps, right? Like, what do you... We can't possibly do that. And so then someone else raises their hand. He's like, okay, last idea. I'm just spitballing here, but this is the last idea. Okay. Was... Okay, there's this music that's going to come out in, like, 30 years from now in gay clubs in, like, Detroit and Chicago... It's called house music. What if we like get into house music? Like, what if that's our thing? And then they were just like, "All right, that's the best idea we've heard all day." Like, all right, shut up. Okay, so so that is like. I'm going to admit, that's like kind of a hacky joke, right? The formula behind that joke is just me naming three silly things about German people. It's not very inventive, right? It's funny, but it's not like the greatest joke in the world. But like, I just think the fact that there was a guy like in the Panzer Brigade, like putting his boot to a fucking poor Jewish person's face whose grandson is in the basement of Bergheim getting shitted on and listening to Tiesto. Like, I think that is how bad Hitler lost. I think that is how bad Hitler lost. Right? Fuck that guy, right? I'll close on this. When I was a youth, My family got America Online, AOL. Sorry. I'm into a Breeves. I call it AOL. Anyway, so my parents saw this thing on the news that there were rapists going into chat rooms, and they were finding little boys like myself, pretty little boys, and they were meeting them after school, and they were fucking them or doing whatever makes them feel very powerful and amazing. Whatever they like to do with little boys, they were doing it, right? So my dad's like, sits me and my sister down. He's like, you can't go into chat rooms because a rapist. And I was like, what's that? It's like a very scary man that likes pretty little boys like you, and he's going to find you after school, and he's going to fuck you and maybe murder you. We don't know about that, but he might murder you. Or it might just be a fuck thing. You'd be like ruined for the rest of your life. Whatever. He'll do that to you. So you can't go into chat rooms. But I was like starting puberty, and I wanted to use this machine, the computer, to make a cum. So, like, I wanted to really bad, right? So I decided, and this is kind of brilliant, like, I decided that I could go into lesbian chat rooms and pretend to be a lesbian because there wouldn't be any scary rapist men in a lesbian chat room. So I used to download pictures of boobs, and I'd, like, send them to ladies, and then I'd have cyber sex with them. And I did this for, like, a good solid 2 years during my early pubescent formative years, and I was always, like, ashamed of it. Like, there was this deep secret that I, like, pretended to be a lesbian, and I was sort of like a lesbian chat room pimp. Like, I would have, like, a lot of cyber sex with these ladies, and... I was, like, in college, and I was having one of those, like, hey, guys, life's so crazy kind of conversations with my friends, like, the college, like, dorm room conversation. And I was, like, guys, like, when I was 13, I used to go into lesbian chat rooms and have cyber sex with lesbian women. And my friends looked around the room. They were, like, yeah, we all did that. So in reality... I was having simulated gay sex on the internet with other 13-year-old boys the entire time. The entire time. And it made sense. It really made sense. It was like, I would be like, hey, like, all right, how do you want to get this started? Like, I guess I'll start by saying that my pussy is so wet right now. And they'd be like, yeah, my pussy is also very wet right now. I'm going down on your pussy. And I'd be like, no, I already told you it's very wet. I don't like talking about my pussy. It's already wet. Let me handle your pussy. And be like, no, I'm a giver. You know, it's kind of weird for me to talk about my pussy like this. I got to watch WrestleMania in 20 minutes. Is that gay? Am I a gay? Like, am I a GBLTQ? Like, am I a gay bacon, lettuce, tomato? Like, what's Q? Cucumber or something? I don't know. Fuck off. We got the guy. Let's fucking give him due process, okay? Let's give him fucking due process. Let's read him the Miranda rights. None of what I'm saying to you guys matters because the people in charge don't give a shit about us. Thank you. Follow me on Twitter. It's at...
Sit down.
A-Dumb-D-U-M-B Friedland. F-R-I-E-D-L-A-N-D.
Sit down, Adam.
Friedland. A-Dumb-Friedland.
Adam Friedland, everybody. Yeah. Sit down, buddy.
Yeah.
Good set.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing 20 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
This is a good set. Have your parents listen to the show? Your dad does.
I call my dad gay. I don't want him to listen.
Have they mentioned that you changed your name on Twitter to A. Dumb Friedland?
They don't know what that is. Okay. They don't know Twitter. Okay. They just learned Facebook.
Adam is on the show every week that he's available. Last week he was not available because he had a show at the State Theater. Adam, how did that show go?
It was like this. I bombed like when I was really starting out, and then last Friday it was just Hiroshima. It was amazing.
So
I was in a tiered theater. This was like with seating, and it was $5 comedy night, so it was all old people. I had an old woman. I told that Holocaust, or I told the lesbian chat room bit, and there was an old woman in the crowd that yelled, that heckled me, "Not funny!" Which isn't even like a mean, inventive heckle. That's like, hey, I'm going to be dead in 10 minutes. I got to cut straight to the point. I got to make this kid listen to his parents and go to law school and quit this ridiculous dream that doesn't work out for anyone. Literally no one. There are three comics that people can name in America, and there are 40,000 losers that have this preposterous dream. It's so sad, guys. It's so fucking sad. I don't know what I'm going to do, guys.
Question 60. Do you find shy people more sexually attractive than outgoing people, or less so? How do you respond to other personality types?
I think that... I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I have a girlfriend. She's great.
Yeah, she's cool. I like her a lot.
Hey!
Hey, stop! You started doing that workout thing last week.
Insanity!
How's it going?
It's fucking killing me. It's amazing.
Are you still waking up really early to do it together?
No, I'm doing it after work.
Good call, good call.
Yeah, I mean, I have what are these things right here? Quads.
You got good quads.
Quads. Oh my god, guys. I've been walking around like I just like started being gay. I should have had a more inventive way of saying like someone that just got fucked in the ass. I like sat down for a meeting with my boss today, like cringing as I sat down in the chair. I was like, he probably thought that like, oh, you're going down a long rainbow colored road right now, son. Enjoy it.
All right, that's good.
Thank you.
We'll be at the Artisphere. Adam.
Right.
Please stop holding the mic like in a boxing announcer.
Clut. Yeah.
We'll be at the son of a bitch. We'll be at the Artisphere on Saturday, April 27th, doing You Meet Them Everybody Live on a big screen. Adam will be there live, and we might be showing one of your shorts.
Yeah, I'm working on a short. Or perhaps a pair of shorts. Right? Oh, no. Boo!
Put your hands together for Adam Friedland, everybody. We didn't ask you. Ryan McLaughlin, everybody.
Thank you.
Water's leaking out through a hole in the ocean. My love is leaking out through a hole in my bones. And I fill them up, but I know that they're broken. Everybody's saying that I'm hoping wrong. Well, I've been known to mess it up, to keep myself from weighing. Well, ain't nobody moving with a desperate front, so keep it all from getting out. up, so I know that she ain't joking. She's telling me that it'll all be gone someday. So keep a grip on the world without choking. Hold on till you can walk away. Well, I've been known to muck it up, to keep myself from waking. Well, ain't nobody moving with a desperate front, so keep it all from getting here. Cause baby, I'm less than hopeful. Now maybe you're getting older than me. Water's leaking out through a hole in the ocean, and I'm leaking out through a hole in my bones. And I fill them up, but I know that they're broken, and you're all saying I'm wrong. Well, I've been known to fuck it up, to keep myself from waiting. Well, ain't nobody moving with a desperate front, so I keep it all from getting here. Cause baby, oh, I'm less than hopeful that maybe you're getting older. So find out how that right back going to right now. You're getting older than me. Ba ba da da ba ba da ba da 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 ba ba da ba da 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 ba ba da 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 ba ba. Thank you.
Now, Ryan, before the show, told me he was going to play two new songs and a cover. You're a liar. You've played a song that I love and I've heard before that has already been on this show.
Right, yeah. That was...
You know, you could still try and succeed, and I think that's going to happen. I think you should still play those two new songs and the cover.
Yeah, do it.
Fuck it.
Right.
Fuck it. Right. Fuck it, man.
All right.
I want it. And here's the good thing about new songs. No one knows them. Make it up if you don't know them. Just don't jam, and we'll all enjoy it.
All right.
All right, good. Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for letting me give him shit. Please put your hands together once again for Ryan McLaughlin, everybody.
All right, here's one of the new songs that I said I was going to play. You're like the loudest dude I know in the world. Jesus Christ, Brandon. Alright, so I know this song about as well as all of you, so this song is called I Want You Around. Thank you so much. All right, so I'm going to do my cover now. It's a song that, it's called Wagon Wheel.
Yeah!
I was hoping no one's really going to know it. I guess Bob Dylan wrote part of it, and then Old Crow Medicine Show finished it, and then I'm going to ruin it. I'm just going to take it home by just taking it back to where it started, probably, in Bob Dylan's living room when he was just like, God damn it, this song isn't good enough. I'm not going to use this ever. And Old Crow Medicine Show was like, it's good enough for us because we're not that good otherwise. Anyway, so the song's called Wagon Wheel, and thank you so much. Whoops. There we go. I'm headed down south to land of the pines, on my way into North Carolina, flaring at the road, pray to God I see headlights. Most of 17 hours, I'm picking me a bouquet dog with flowers, and I'm hoping for Ally, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. And hey, mama, rock me. So rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Shit, hey, mama, rock me. I'm running from the cold up in New England. I was born to be a fiddler and an old time string band. My baby plays a guitar, picking banjo now. Oh, the North Country winter keep getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and leave. But I ain't turning back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. And hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind in the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. South out of Roanoke, had a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long tow. He's a head of west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta get a move on before the song. And my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. But if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. And hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind in the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, hey, mama, rock me. You guys knew way more of those words than I did. I thought I knew them until I had like five drinks and then got up here and tried to play it.